Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode.
Jim Cantor, Central Standard Craft Distillery, Chief Commercial Officer. To me, Milwaukee is welcoming, warm, and vibrant.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Jim.
Steve.
Jim, welcome. Welcome. Hey.
Welcome here. Thank you, guys. Thanks for being here.
We are in the Central Standard Craft House and Kitchen and Craft Distillery in this amazing, beautiful... It's not even fair to call this a room.
Basement.
It's not. That's
oh, man. Now we're going the other way.
Went the wrong way.
Hey, you know what? I live in my basement working from home. So it is, to be honest with you, this is home to me.
Yeah.
Well, in Milwaukee, we like our basements.
We love our basements.
We do.
So I think that was a compliment.
It was.
But yeah, it's like.
it truly was.
It's like a spirit cave.
What I want to know is. Are there real spirits being distilled?
We're jumping right ahead to the liquid.
Yes. 100%.
I know there are not spirits in there because Pat McQuillan, one of the other co-owners and co-founder with Evan, we put those up there ourselves.
No way I could lift those up there ourselves.
Either that or you have superhuman strength.
No, I do not. This is called the Founders Room, Steve.
It's
where
awesome.
We are, the basement, also known as the basement.
also known as
Spirit Cave. I like Spirit Cave as well.
I kind of like Spirit Cave. Yeah.
And so behind you are racks of barrels with the super cool logo. On them,
we call him Walker.
Yeah, it's
That's
awesome.
And there's one on the.
I love the one on the rooftop. You can see from as you're driving around the city, right?
Yeah. I just saw it as I was driving in. I was like, oh yeah,
yeah. So this is an awesome room, and we're here in the heart of downtown. And would you say, is this? When I was coming here today.
Yeah.
And I've been here before, but I never thoughtfully contemplated how I was going to get here. It's usually like I stumble on, you know, stumble through or stumble,
or you're already downtown.
Yeah,
or,
Right. And it was like you literally whip right off the freeway, make
right
a
here.
U-turn, and you're right here.
Yeah, you're on Clyburn and Milwaukee
Correct.
Street. Right?
Yeah, Clyburn and Milwaukee.
I looked at it when I was driving. Okay. I was like,
kitty corner from the public market, so we get a lot of good traffic there.
That's really good.
It's been super this area is actually called the Hi-Fi area, because that was one of the things.
That's what I was
going to
ask.
Things are starting to evolve around here. They're like, are you in the Third Ward? Are you downtown?
Like,
you
right in the middle of that, yeah.
So we... Like every good city, you have to have an area, and you have to have it call it something. So we did us and some of the other neighbors and businesses did a little research, and it's the historic financial area or the Hi-Fi area.
Oh.
So if you walk around here, you'll see banners now on some of the street lights and street signs that say Hi-Fi.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now we're learning things.
5 years in, we're just scratching the surface of what this city has to offer.
Exactly.
Okay, so did the... The space. Does the space
building.
Have a nickname?
It doesn't. I mean, you know, the Craft House and
Craft
Kitchen
House?
Is what we call it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the official name is the Central Standard Craft House and Kitchen. We often call it the Craft House.
Yeah.
Right? Just shorten it up.
But sure.
We want to make sure that kitchen part gets in there because we do have a full operational kitchen that makes
and food. Delicious food. And we'll get there. What was the sort of the, where did the concept come from of the space itself, from the spirits, from, you know, because that's where they started,
right? It's a great question, yeah. It started actually, the company founded by Pat and Evan, who I've known since they started it, they started in Walker's Point.
Uh-huh.
So hence why we call the guy.
The Walker.
The Walker. solid Milwaukee and walking
That's
down
great.
The street.
Everything with intention.
Point
yeah.
With a barrel or a bottle on his back.
Yeah.
So it was a small little distillery and really a tasting room and didn't really have a lot of food and it was really, would get crowded. Prior to COVID, even before we knew there was COVID, we were planning on moving into this space.
I started here about almost three years ago
with them. Came in and jumped in as part of the partnership team here, which has been great. We were going to take the building over, and then COVID did hit. Uh-huh. So yeah. Good for us is that we, you know, the folks here where we got the building from were very well, you know, accommodating to us.
Sure.
Because like, what's going to happen here, right?
Yeah, no, seriously.
We forget about those times a little bit.
We do. I'm pretty sure everybody wants to forget them pretty fast. Yeah.
So we were planning on moving out of that space anyway. We didn't have a space for about a year and a half.
Wow.
Took control of the building on January 1st of 2021. And the vision was always to use this as a place where people can gather. We have a great heritage of food. We have, you know, a lot of great things. So we kind of wanted to combine those two things together in the right building, in the right area. We could have moved to the suburbs. There are a lot of offers for us to do a lot
of things. I'm sure. The burbs want stuff like that.
And cool stuff. Right.
You know, we want to be a part of a solution for the city. And keep people coming into the city for reasons, whether it's to come here for one cocktail and go to the other great restaurants that are downtown, or going to an event, or they want to come in and have a dinner beforehand or not. You know, we wanted to be an inclusive part of the city, not taking business away from others. And I think we've been able to do that with some of the uniqueness in the building. So it was inspired by having an urban distillery, because there's a lot of cities that have an urban distillery now,
and
bigger space, and showcase our brands a little bit too. So it's much of a marketing opportunity for us to have people come in and sample our brands.
Right on. And we have. Several times.
And we have.
Thanks for doing your research. Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we got to make sure we know.
We got to make sure your quality.
We go to all these other places and we're like, so what are we doing here? This one, we're like, all right, so here we're here. This is, we know this part already. Can you tell? So speaking of the design, and we're looking at these really cool Art Deco-y modern circle LED lights down here.
They're super cool.
Who is
people
this?
People love that. You know,
people most love people it. Do you know this. Why?
They love the lighting.
Cool
you know,
as hell.
It's cool. You know why?
Yeah.
But they also take selfies in them. So.
Oh wow.
Oh, so it acts like
it's
a
selfie light.
It acts like a ring light.
That unintended consequence.
There you go.
I feel, now I'm a little disappointed in myself that I didn't think of that. I was like, oh, I feel like people are going to get drunk and try to jump through them. Jump through these hoops.
Not yet. But thanks for giving them that.
Yeah.
Nice, buddy. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Now this basement area, I assume this is more event focused, upper level. Who did you design this for? Is this more for locals, more for visitors?
The whole building really is kind of for both, right?
Yep.
So we have where we are, the space we're in now, as you called the Spirit Cave or the basement, is called formally called the Founders Room. So this is a room, a little more exclusive, private dinners. Mm-hmm. One of the cool, unique areas and spaces we have is where Steve is right now. This is a tree.
Oh,
the table is a tree, and the tree was on the Pabst Mansion, built or it was planted over 100 years ago.
Sure.
They took it down because they thought it had emerald ash borer. It did not have emerald ash borer. So we said, well, we knew the folks and get in touch with them, and we said, we'll make a table out of it. And they said, if you can get it out of here, you can
do
whatever you want with it.
Yep.
It's pretty heavy. It's never leaving. So it's been popular for us. It was actually planted by Archbishop Messmer. We have a really cool picture of him standing next to it as a seedling. Wow. And really cool thing is Archbishop Messmer was very opposed to Prohibition. So it's great that it's its final resting place
down
here.
Perfect.
So this space has been very popular. We have folks that come in and have meetings in here. Everything is up to modern standards, from Wi-Fi to Bluetooth. And so people have presentations on the TVs that we have on the wall. Then afterwards, they'll have sampling, and then they'll have a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We have parties down here, too, small gatherings, whether it's birthday parties or baby showers or whatever. People really like the space. It actually also is where we had our inaugural class of the Brandy Old Fashioned Hall of Fame, which is housed here as well, just behind you, Adam.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Let me turn
around. You can see it. There it is. You can see the end of the emblem under there. We have our first class underneath.
Dang.
There.
That's so cool. All right, so lots of spaces here, though, right?
There's more than just this space.
Yes,
correct.
Yes. Yeah.
There's the main, when you walk in, the main
the bar,
space where you hang out, the bar, right?
There
food.
Is a lounge area toward the front of it, which is really cool. The last time
you
we were here, we were like, oh, let's go sit there. And some radio show was there doing a fantasy league or something.
Yeah.
We're like, come on.
Yeah.
But it's a great space to, the main space is a great space to hang out with friends, bring your family, have some food, have a drink.
Cool date spot. Family spot.
I've come in
going out with your friends, hanging out.
I've come in during the day and worked. In that front area. With the comfy couches and everything. And
we have a lot of people that do that. So, yeah, we have full bar and restaurant service. We have a brunch. We have a lunch. We have a full dinner. Every day of the week, we're back open on Mondays again now.
All right.
Summer.
Love Mondays.
So that's great. We have the lounge area. People just kind of can hang out, have cocktails, appetizers. You can, you know, set that part space aside for you. So that's really the main place where you walk in, right? And then above that space, we have a space called The Mix. So that's a full event space. So it's got two pull-down screens, full AV hookup.
Oh, wow.
It's got a bar in it. It's got a warming kitchen in it. We have a full kitchen down in our basement, in our founder's room.
Nice.
So we have a warming kitchen up on the second floor. You can get about 150 to 200 people in there, depending on how you configure that for sit-down dinner. So we've had anything from, you know, a lot of rehearsal dinners in there, really popular
spot. Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't even think of that.
Small weddings.
Sure.
Sports banquets. We've had the Chelsea Champions League trophy in there.
I heard that.
What?
Yeah, I heard a rumor about that. Yeah.
What?
We tested the limits there a little bit.
Right on.
That's
they
wild.
Got a hold of us. They were in Chicago, and they wanted to bring it up to Milwaukee, and they said, we heard you're the place to come, which was kind of humbling and flattering, and brought it in, and they had a party up there, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So. So did you press them at all on how did they hear that?
Someone got in touch with them and said,
Gotta come here.
You got to come here. Yeah. So they brought they literally had the Champions League trophy up there. And they were, we pushed the capacity limit probably slightly on that. But all good and safe.
We don't fact check. Don't worry.
Visit Milwaukee, MMAC have been very supportive to us.
We're having a lot
of companies that come in, a lot of small business gatherings, things like that. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect spot for that.
Yeah.
The third floor, we've actually recently rented out to a bridal shop called Strike Bridal. So they have that full space. So it kind of is a nice thing for them and for us to, you know, together.
I can imagine.
People coming in, looking at wedding gowns. Where am I going to have a rehearsal dinner? Where am I going to
see the space?
Space.
I mean,
good synergy.
Yeah. Even that day, they get drinks and lunch.
Yep.
One level below.
That's the only reason I ever did anything for wedding activities, to get food and drink.
Same.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, oh, what bar or restaurant is in the space that I'll be
exactly.
in?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, then I guess I'm
Cake
not
samples.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then kind of our crown jewel being on the top is our
rooftop.
The rooftop patio is, we kick off, we've had it open a few times, but we kick off on Thursday is our official opening party, May 11th.
Oh,
and will you
up.
Be doing rooftop all summer long, or are there limited hours?
Nope, we have the rooftop open all summer long, so we have full beverage served up there. We're going to test some limited food options up there as well.
Yeah.
That was a very nice nesting place for the seagulls of Milwaukee before we took the building, because the building was vacant for 10 years before we got it. So there are a lot of seagulls up there. And
it is pretty close to the water.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so that's the space. What about, let me do some rapid fire with you.
Okay.
Reservations, encouraged?
Encouraged, but not required.
Okay, cool. Parking.
Parking. We have two lots on both sides of the building, both on the west side and the east side. There's a QR code. Scan that right in. We have a discount code, too, so you don't have to worry about spending an arm and a leg on parking. Also, in the evening, there's a lot of free street parking.
Yes,
there
is a lot of after 6 o'clock.
All the workers get out now.
After 6 o'clock, all that parking opens wide up, and there's some pretty nice parallel parking on the street.
Plenty of space for that.
Very walkable, like maybe a block and a half at the most.
And I consider myself...
I may have considered doing when I was driving here today.
I consider myself techie, but I always get a little nervous or anxious when I see a lot and it's all app controlled, because I'm like, is this really gonna? It was super simple. It was a few bucks for a few hours.
Ridiculously
here today.
Simple.
Yeah,
like easier than the park app that I already have.
I swiped right through and paid and was done and fine. Cool. What's the vibe? Well, how would you describe the vibe here in a typical day?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of light in here. We have a lot of windows. Uh-huh. Now, you know, maybe not down in the founder's room, but on that main level we're mostly... But
I don't know. It's pretty damn bright down here.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of big windows here, big old windows. So I think you get a lot of vibrant activity just from that. People are coming for... not only for good food, but for a good time. When you're coming to a distillery, you're kind of coming. You know what you're coming for, so you just... Pretty relaxed vibe. It's not formal at all. We're not a sports bar, but we'll have sports on TV if you want to kind of catch that in the background. happy. I would say most people in here are pretty happy. Well, you do get a free sample of one of our spirits before every meal, so that also is
nice.
Oh yeah, I mean it's just nothing but giving around
That's
here.
That's good to know. Yeah.
They gave us one last time though.
Yeah. So I would say it's vibrant, fun, pretty relaxed. Yeah. You know, come in jeans, or if you want to come in a sport coat, all good.
Awesome. So
I don't know that.
Yeah,
we would ever have come in a sport coat. But only we are unique beasts in that hoodie. Realm. Yeah, we're more like sport hoodie.
I probably have never worn a sport coat near either. Yeah. So yeah.
But hey,
but it's welcome.
It's like, welcome.
Yeah.
Think, and it's a nice enough space that if you wore a sport coat, I don't think anybody would give you a second look.
No,
honestly.
Even if you,
I mean, you come in here in a full wedding suit, people know what's up. Bridal thing going upstairs.
Yeah.
But
you could come in any kind of formal wear and on a date night or theater or something.
And it works.
Yeah.
We get people, again, with the sport hoodie and the sport coat all sitting next to each other, which is great. It's fun.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I can't believe it's taken us this long to ask.
What?
But if I were someone local but have never been here before, you're going to have to stretch your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
On that one, but I've never been here before. What should I do when I get here? What are some things
so
I need to do?
So you look like you're a regular.
So you look like you know what you're doing, and it's not your first time.
Yeah.
Hey, come in here if it's your first time, though, too, because the first time we came in here and we asked all those crazy questions, every single person we talked to was amazing.
So friendly.
We have phenomenal staff here. A lot of the folks have been here since we've opened, and they've been just great. They get it. They understand it, which is good. It's hard right now in the environment.
It really is.
We're blessed to do that. The first thing I would do is go up to the bar, and I would order a brandy old-fashioned, for sure.
Nice.
If brandy's not your thing, we do have a great bourbon old-fashioned. If not, we also have some... we have a bomb pop that's a summer drink that we have, or awesome. The patio pounder, which is my personal favorite. And then ask, is the rooftop open, and do you have service up there? Then you'll be like, oh, yeah, we know.
You know what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're
going
to sit inside, order a charcuterie board. That's it. That's our thing. So
Easy peasy. Now you look like a regular.
Now you look and sound
place.
And feel like a regular.
Absolutely.
All right. You brought it up. Food, menu. What are sort of the highlights or some of your favorites, or what do you see regulars, any or all of those?
Yeah, I mean, the large charcuterie board, we have a large and a small, has been a huge hit. People rave about that online and people that are here. So that's really what I would recommend first and foremost.
And it's a shareable, social
it's a win-win.
Plate. Yeah,
especially if you're just coming out for drinks.
Yep.
You want to try some crazy stuff here at Central Standard, I would say... Get a charcuterie board.
Yeah,
that's a win-win for you.
Start there. And you're
gonna
look cool.
See where it goes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. For lunch, we have the burger's great, and we have a French dip that's pretty good.
Ooh, nice.
Both very filling. And then for dinner, I like the pork chop. And then we have seasonal. We have a seasonal menu, so we're gonna be coming into our summer menu.
Nice.
Corn soup has been a big hit for us.
Corn soup,
yeah.
Really?
We'll start bringing that back again here.
Okay.
Soon, so.
Cool.
Okay.
And we have plenty of vegetarian options and things like that too. So
good.
We understand it, right? You got a group of people you're coming with, and people like different things.
Yeah.
And we have all those options.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I was going to ask another quick question.
Yeah, go for
on
it.
Top of that. Okay, good. Now, going back to my weird, you're a local, but you've never been here. you get a few drinks, you have your charcuterie board, you guys are having a great time. You want to get a couple of bottles to go. Mm. What would be your go-to bottles to go?
I know my answer is.
It's a hard, I know it's a hard question, but like maybe you don't know a lot about bourbon, maybe you don't know a lot about brandy.
Yeah.
For me, it would probably be the Red Cabin bourbon for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And when we have it, our cabin strength bourbon.
Yeah,
so
yes,
we have
that's
our single
pick.
Barrel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just like the Red Cabin bourbon.
So cabin strengths are single barrel pick, and we only release anywhere from 15 to 20 barrels on a given year, and you get about 25 cases out of it. So you get about 180 bottles out of it, and that's it. When it's gone, it's gone, and each barrel tastes just a little bit different. And it's
I
full
think we
cast
tried
strength.
It.
We did try that. It
we
was
did.
Delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why Steve
anywhere
was like,
from
oh 118, my God, that's the one.
Yeah, 118 to 121 proof. So.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I like it.
It'll get you.
That's why I like it.
It'll sneak
I like
up
it,
on
Jim.
You.
When it's in the 120s, I'm like, all right, it's getting close to the edge.
Yeah,
but, I'm still with you.
Mouth on fire.
And I would add, Adam, to that, any You're in a safe bet on any of the pre, what are they called?
Like pour-ready cocktails.
Pour-ready cocktails.
Oh,
yeah.
Pour-ready. Oh, that's
yeah,
a cool
any
way.
Of those
I always
are
just said
brilliant.
Pre-mixed cocktails. Yeah. I like pour-ready.
That's the
yeah,
brand
in
name.
The bottle
yeah,
ready to go.
So we use our Door County Cherry Vodka in the yeah. two we had last year, which is a lemonade, Door County Cherry yeah. Vodka, which we make with 15 to 20 pounds of Door County cherries in every batch of the vodka mm. that we make, and back sweetened awesome. Some honey from Germantown, Wisconsin, so all local. And then we also have a mule where we use lime juice and ginger juice in it. So we have what essentially I've kind of described as a big cocktail maker back at our distillery on yeah, 23rd sure. and Claiborne. And we have a mix it up so you don't get a thick amount of sediment on there with this sheer mixer that we have mm-hmm. and put it into a bottle. So places like American Family Field, Bastille Days, the Dock Hounds out in Oconomowoc, Summerfest.
We may have had some at Summerfest yep. last year.
Yeah, I was just going to bring it up.
Buying but rounds.
I looked at Steve like, should we bring that up? Because we drink a lot of those.
Everyone, it literally one day, Adam was on his way home, and I'm like, dude, I'm buying. You're staying. He goes, sure.
Yep.
Fine.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I'm in. Yeah. All right, yeah, fine. I'm in.
So they've been great, and they did very well with the last year, and they're bringing our bourbon smash. One of our bourbon smashes in this year
Ooh,
to
nice.
Go along with the Door County Cherry Lemonade. So it's our Red Cabin bourbon. Make it with the same organic lemon juice uh-huh. from Florida and then backswing it with the same honey. Mix it together. So we have a peach bourbon smash as well that'll be available in the market.
Oh,
State geez. Fair will be also carrying all four of those products this
Love
year.
It.
My God.
Love it, yes.
We're going to get it everywhere.
Get it. Yeah, just come here and get it.
Or we can just come here for lunch and get it, yeah.
Cool. From reservations to renting any of the spaces, all of that stuff, everything online?
Everything's online. Yeah, we have a great staff here. We have a great general manager. We have someone who just handles all the events as well, right?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So we can do multi-events. We'll have a party down in the founder's room. We could have a quinceañera up in, which we've had up in
everything,
the
yeah.
mix. And mm-hmm. then we could have a private party on the rooftop. We try to limit the rooftop privateness because people want to come and just
everybody
show
wants
up.
To
yeah.
see
yeah,
it.
Everybody wants to be there, so you don't want
Absolutely.
To turn people away and have that disappointment. But we do have that. You know, you can rent that out or come up and buy tickets to watch the fireworks. Things.
Oh,
like
nice.
That.
Okay, cool.
Nice. Should we review quickly?
Any last? Yeah.
I was sincerely just going to do a review
of
what we just talked about.
Lay it on me
for your locals, for your visitors, not your regulars because they know already. But the locals and the visitors get a free sip, free sip of a complimentary sip of an alcohol of your choice, a spirit of your choice.
Well, we actually pick lunch. What it is.
Oh, no. You do? Does it change daily?
Yeah, it changes.
Yeah. Oh,
so sometimes
oh my God, so it's a mystery?
Yeah, it's like a limited time.
I like it even
option.
More.
Yeah. Sometimes it's... like R&D stuff that we're working on too.
Get your
we want to get
free
your feedback
mystery
on it.
Sip yeah. or a complimentary mystery sip. order a charcuterie board,
brandy or bourbon old
get
fashioned.
A brandy or a bourbon old fashioned, and leave with I would assume a Red Cabin bourbon if they don't have the single barrel
right.
available,
Cabin
which
strength.
I'm assuming they yeah. probably won't.
Unless
you're
never
one
know.
Lucky
you
duck
never know.
And you just happen to show up on that yeah. day that
and ask about
they
the
available.
Rooftop.
And yeah. and make sure to ask about the rooftop and yeah. go up there and check it out.
Yeah.
And if you can't get down here and you can't buy the bottles or don't want it, we have plenty of great retailers. You
yeah.
can find our stuff pretty much anywhere from local places like Otto's or Discount Liquor or Sendix to some of the bigger chains as
yeah.
well.
Beautiful.
And then if you can't find it, ask for it. We yeah. always like that too.
Ask for
ask,
it for
yeah.
sure. And
ask
if you're out on a date somewhere else or you're hanging right. out having drinks somewhere, ask
have
for
your,
it at your favorite spot too because right. I see it everywhere, but... you know, you never know. Cool. Jim, thank you. This was awesome.
This is great. Thanks for being
what a treat.
Here, guys.
Right.
Yeah,
this
is cool.
Great. Now I think it's time to have some cocktails.
All right, let's do it.
I agree. All right. That's how we need to end it right there. All right, let's do it. We just bolt.
Yeah. You had to do your...
Oh, yeah. And now, Milwaukee's own Newski. We'll be right back.